Our Heavenly Father, we want to just bless your name this morning. I want to say how great thou art, O Lord. Of all everything, Lord, for all and everything that you have done for us, how great thou art. In all the earth and in the heaven and anywhere else, there is none like you. And Lord, we just want to magnify and exalt your name this morning. We give you all the praise for your boundless love towards us. And even while we were yet sinners, you loved us. And you have loved us with that eternal love. And we are here today to praise and to glorify your name. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Today, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts. So I want to speak for just a few minutes on that to exalt the name of the Lord. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts. And I'm going to start here in Psalms 34. And I want everybody to praise the name of the Lord with me. I love to do this every once in a while. Just, don't worry about nothing, but just praise the name of the Lord. And so let me read this to you in Psalm 34, and let us exalt his name together. I'm going to read a few scriptures this morning to bless the name of the Lord with, and I will add my praise, and I want to encourage everybody to add their praise unto the Lord as well. Amen? Yeah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. And I want the people to shout the glory of the Lord if I read something that excites you and if you agree with it. So let's try that again. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Yes. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Yes. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And that's what I want to do here this morning. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Because he is the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts. Let us exalt his name together here this morning. Jeremiah chapter 32. And I'm going to start at verse 17. Ah, he said, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. If you believe that, you can say amen. Yeah. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers in the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Can you say praise the Lord for that? He is the great God. He is the almighty God. And he is the Lord of hosts. And I want to read some of his praise in here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because this is something that we don't do enough of. You know, we get caught up in, you know, whatever else is going on around us and so forth. We don't do enough of this. So, you know, the Lord, every so often, he'll put it in my mind. You know, say, let the people praise me. Oh yes, and I want to praise the name of the Lord this morning. Amen? Yes. Jeremiah chapter 10, just a few verses to praise the name of the Lord, and then we'll see what the Lord will tell us here. Jeremiah chapter 10, and I want to read verses 6 and 7, and then also verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 10, I'm going to start at verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. In other words, everything in the world belongs to him. Amen. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms and so forth, there is none like unto thee. Oh yes. And you can search, you know, from every way that you want. You'll never find anybody like the Lord. In fact, the Lord, he searched for himself. You know, he looked everywhere when he wanted to pronounce a blessing that was sure upon Abraham. And he searched the heavens, he searched everywhere, because normally when you make an oath, you swear by somebody greater than yourself. So he wanted to swear by somebody greater than himself. You know, and so he tried. He finally looked everywhere, but he could find nobody. So he swore by himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Jeremiah 10 and verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. And he is an everlasting king. And at his wrath, the earth shall tremble. And the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Oh, well, we know that we have the mercy of the Lord with us. Amen. Oh, the Lord, isn't the Lord wonderful? I say, isn't the Lord wonderful? Praise God. You know, we ask the Lord to do things for us all the time. And he does it. And then we pray and we ask for healing and deliverance and all of these things all the time. The Lord is so good to us. But today we just want to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And I think that's okay. Praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2, we're going to find out that there is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is what Hannah, the prayer that Hannah made, you know, after the Lord blessed her, you know, after many years of being barren, and she got Samuel. She said, there is none holy as the Lord. This is Hannah praying in 1 Samuel 2 and 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Oh, I don't care how big or tall or whatever that rock looks like, it's no match for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is a rock. He's a high tower and he's our shield. He's our defense. And when we run into his name, we are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. In fact, he said, talk no more so exceeding arrogantly, you know, and so forth, or proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him all the actions are weighed. And he does all these things, you know, the Lord does anything he wants, and there's none that can say unto him, what doest thou? You know, he breaks the bowels of the mighty men, you know, and so forth like that. And all those that have no strength, he increased even their might. He does all these things. He sends away those who are full, but, you know, he sends them away empty. But he takes care of the poor. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord killeth. You said the Lord killeth? Absolutely. The Lord killeth and he maketh alive. 1 Samuel 2 and 6. He bringeth down to the grave and he bringeth up again. The Lord, he maketh poor, but he also maketh rich. He bringeth low and he also lifteth up. The Lord, he raised up the poor out of the dust. He lifted up the beggars out of the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good, people. The Lord is good, people. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Exodus chapter 15. And verse 11. This one is going to tell us, or is going to ask us, or challenge us to see if we can find anybody like the Lord. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Well, that's little g for gods, so called. You know. Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders? There is none like the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the great. He is the mighty God. And he is the Lord of hosts. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. You say the Lord of hosts, what does that mean? Well, let me take the next few minutes to describe to us what the Lord of hosts really means. You know. But I'm going to start this with Psalm 24. I'm going to read verses 7 through 10. Of Psalm 24. Let's see what the Lord has to say, and then I'll read you one other verse of scripture and describe to you what he really means by, of course, the Lord of hosts. You know, that's the armies of a living God. Oh yes, he's got all those hosts. He's got the chariots. He's got the firepower in the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what the psalmist had to say about him. Of course, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And verse 7 of Psalms 24 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Now, who is this King of glory? He asks. The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. In fact, the Lord, you know, he himself is the captain of the Lord's host. That's right. He's the captain of his own army. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. He's not only the captain of our salvation, but he is the captain of the hosts of the Lord, of which, to his glory, we are members. Amen? Are you a member of the host of the Lord? Oh, you know, when the Lord talks about he being the Lord of hosts, he's not just hosts of spiritual, you know, and beings and cherubims and so forth. Of course, he's the Lord of all of that, but he's the Lord of all the hosts of the children of God as well. A great assembly that has gathered unto the Lord on Mount Zion. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said again, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Now let's find out a little more about the Lord of hosts, what it's all about. There's a story here I want to tell you in Joshua chapter 5. If you want to turn to it real quick. There's a story there. And in this story, we're going to find out that Joshua, he saw someone, you know, and of course we know that it was, you know, the Lord that came to him in the form of the angel of the Lord. I'm going to read from Joshua chapter 5 verse 13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. So Joshua, he saw this man that had his sword. It was drawn, and the man was in, you know, he was in a, he had his game face on, if you want to say it that way. He was ready for battle. You know, he was in the zone. He was ready. He's got a sword. He's ready to smite through anything. So Joshua, he went up and asked him. He said, tell me, are you for us or for our adversaries? You know, let me know right now. You know, if you are for us, you know, that's fine. But if you're for our adversaries, then I'm going to challenge him. I don't know what he had in his mind. You know, but, you know, he went up, you know, and asked this fellow that was there, you know, this stout fellow that had this sword drawn in his hand, and he asked him this question. And I listened to his answer. That was very interesting. You know, he said, nay. That means no. That means neither this way or that way. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, you say, is that what he said? That's absolutely what he said. And because the question that Joshua asked him is, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he answered nay to both questions. Amen? Or you say, did he? Well, he sure did. Here's what he said. He said, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Yeah. The Lord has his own agenda. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Most of the time, people want, you know, they want the Lord to do their bidding and so forth. The Lord, he is God. Yeah. You are the one that's going to be on his side. Amen, somebody. He said, look, I'm not here nor there. I am come with a purpose. I am the captain of the host of the Lord. Amen. That's right. Now, if you understand that, that's deep. And Joshua, man, when he heard that, he fell on his face. You know, Joshua initially wanted to challenge him and so on. But when he found out, he fell on his face and worshipped. And the guy never said, you know, don't worship. Amen? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't say that. You know, he let him do it too. Because, of course, we know who he was. You know, if he had been just anybody else, you know, he might say, don't do it because I'm, you know, just like you or one of his servants and so forth. But he didn't say that. You know, so when he fell down and worshipped, and then Joshua asked him, he said, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And then the captain of the Lord's host said unto him, you know, and I'll tell you why. You say, was that the Lord? Why, absolutely. Because you just read this verse. The captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose the shoe from off thy foot. How many of you remember something similar like that when Moses went up against, went up to the mount and he saw the burning bush? And there was a voice that spoke out of that bush and said, "The place where you are is holy ground. And take off the shoes from thy feet." There's only one person that can say that. Amen. And he is the Lord of hosts. And he said, "Take off the shoes from off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy." And Joshua, he did so. My. And I want to point out to us today, of course, yeah, we do speak in human terms sometimes when we say, "The Lord is on our side," and so forth, "who shall be against us?" We understand that. You know, that's all right to say that. No, the Lord is on our side. But really, it is we that are on the side of the Lord. Amen? That's really what it is. It's not the Lord. The Lord is not on anybody's side. The Lord is on his side. It is his field. It is his ball. It is his rules. And he is the umpire. And he is everything. As a matter of fact, he said, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." So that's the way it is. Praise God. You know, we sang this song this morning, "I'm a friend of God." And every time I hear that song, I'm reminded of that scripture that Jesus said, "Ye are my friends." Only if you do whatsoever, there is no, you know, a brother said the other day, he said, "It's not a democracy." That's right. You know, Jesus says, and we do. There's no argument about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And some people want to get so cozy with God and so forth. They think they, you know, they're so advanced and so forth like that. Say, you know, that they, you know, they want to, you know, do all of that and argue with the Lord. No. It is just the mercy of the Lord that he didn't blow you away. Amen. Because the Lord is God. In fact, the children of Israel in those days, they couldn't even say the name of the Lord. They couldn't say it. They couldn't pronounce it. You know, until this day, if you find some of those real Jewish Jews, you know, if they say the Lord, they will say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Because they can't even say his name, you know. But the Lord, he has been so good to us. Hallelujah. He is so merciful to us. In fact, I want to read something about the mercy of God. You know, this is the reason, you know, the song that I sang of his mercy. He said, "I'm not worthy of such mercy," because when he was on the cross, he was thinking of me. This is the reason. Every time I think of the mercy of the Lord, this is, it makes me just want to praise him. And I want to read something here about the mercy of the Lord. This is in Exodus chapter 34. In the previous chapter, Moses asked the Lord to reveal himself. He prayed, he said, "I beseech you, Lord, show me your glory," in Exodus 33. And verse 18, you know, and then the Lord told him, he said, "Look, I'm going to make my goodness to pass before you," and so forth, you know, and but he also told him, and I want to read that to you before I read verse chapter 34 of Exodus. I want to read Exodus 34, verses 18 and 19. Moses asked the Lord, he prayed, he said, "Lord, show me your glory." And this was God's answer to him. He said, "I will make all of my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee." Now, but that's not all. Moses asked for his glory. Now, the glory of the Lord is to be gracious to whom he wants to be gracious. That's his glory. And to be merciful to whom he wants to be merciful. That's his glory. Amen, somebody? Oh, I don't know if you understand that. That's his glory. He will be gracious to whom he will be gracious. And he will be merciful to whom he will be merciful. And, you know, he's told him, "Well, you can't see my face right now," and so on. So anyway, in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 5, the Lord will now come by and show Moses something. And he's going to speak to him. So in Exodus 34 and verse 5, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. And he proclaimed the name of the Lord, just like he said he would. Hallelujah. Now this is the Lord proclaiming the name of the Lord. You know, so no matter what anybody else says about him, this is what he says about himself. Amen? Yeah. Amen, people? Yeah. This is what the Lord has to say about himself. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, "The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious." Oh, and I love that. And every time I hear that, it just wants to make me cry. Because the first thing out of his mouth about himself is about his mercy. He didn't talk about his judgment. He didn't talk about anything else. He just talked about his mercy. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Hallelujah. Oh yes. And he said, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. This is God's declaration about himself. Hallelujah. If you are here this morning and you have experienced his mercy, if you have experienced the abundance of his goodness and his truth, I want to hear you say hallelujah. You know, I say if you have experienced his mercy, if you have experienced his grace, if you have experienced his long suffering, if you have experienced his abundance of goodness and truth in your life, I want to hear you say hallelujah. And the Lord went on to say, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin and all of these things. That's the goodness of the Lord. He will show mercy. He will forgive. He will not always chide. He will not hold his anger forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you receive all the first declaration of the Lord, then you don't have to worry about, you know, his judgment. Hallelujah. Because his mercy is higher than the judgment. Praise God. That is why when it is all said and done, it's all about the mercy seat. Hallelujah. Which he placed above the ark. That's the mercy of God. That's where it all ends. It's at the mercy seat of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But he said, look, while you don't receive his mercy and all of that and so forth, well, I will by no means clear the guilty. So don't think that, well, you know, because of his righteousness, he cannot clear the guilty. It's impossible, you know. And this is an iniquity of the fathers upon the children, the children's children, and so forth, third and fourth generation and all that. But all of that, Jesus came and took care of it. Praise God. He came and took care of all that wrath of God was laid upon him for you and for me. Praise God. And today he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Aren't you glad that you are vessels of mercy? Amen, somebody? Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am glad that I am a vessel of his mercy. And I have received his mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Because so undeserving, you know, so undeserving. But, you know, it's because of his mercy. In fact, it's because of his mercy that I'm standing here today and holding this mic. And speaking to you all. That's because of the mercy of God. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. Amen. And it's because of his grace. You know, but by the grace of God, you know, just like Paul said, he said, look, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate his mercy. I have received his mercy. I have received his grace as someone out of season, and I will walk and labor. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes, I love him for his mercy. Praise God. And he is so great. You know, let's hear something else about the Lord of hosts. Now, the hosts of God, the armies of God, armies in the heaven and all that he has. He commands everything. He commands the heavens. He commands the earth. There is nothing, you know, that he is not in charge of. But the Bible says that all things, all creatures, everything are naked before him. Praise God. Listen to Psalms 46 and verses 10 and 11. Psalm 46 and verses 10 and 11. Now, of course, in this psalm, you know, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in a time of trouble. You know, and he said in verse 10, this is God speaking. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. My God said that. Amen. Oh yeah. And I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And blessed be his name. Hallelujah. We're talking about the great. We're talking about the mighty God. We're talking about the Lord of hosts. The great man in battle. Praise God. And if you have looked throughout the Bible, every time that people prayed and touch the heart of God in prayer, he would speak according to their prayer. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 32 that we read, when Jeremiah said all of those things and so forth about the Lord, you know, every time you say some deep things about the Lord will come back and speak to you even more about the same things. So let's see what happened. In Jeremiah 32, Jeremiah said all those things. Ah, the Lord God, you created everything and so forth. And, you know, there is nothing, you know, too hard for thee to do and so on. He said that in verse 17 of Jeremiah 32. And he went on to say, great in counsel, mighty in work, and all these things. And, he spoke about the Lord, 17 through 19 of Jeremiah 32. And the Lord came back in verse 27 and spoke some more to him about the same things that he already said. And he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me? And I want to challenge us today to pray the kind of prayer that makes God respond to you according to the words of your prayer. Those are the kinds of prayer that tell God how great he is. You know, anytime you tell God that, Lord, you are the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for you to do, the Lord will come back and tell you, I am the God of all flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anything that is too hard for me? That's a rhetorical question. You know, we already know there's nothing too hard for him. So he'll come back and he will affirm that. If you say to the Lord, I know that you are the Lord that healeth me, the Lord will come back and say, I am the Lord your healer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. That's how the Lord works. If you come back and say, if you cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will supply all my needs. Then he'll come back and tell you, I am the Lord that supplieth all your needs. Amen. Praise God. You got to learn how to do that. You know, tell God what he wants to hear, not what you want to say. Amen. That's the quickest way to get your prayer answered. You just tell God what he wants to hear. You know, you pray the kind of prayer that God is looking for, that he wants to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And if you can pray the prayer that God wants to hear, if you can tell him how great he is, when you want him to move some mountains for you, you tell him how great he has been in parting the Red Sea, and how great he has been in moving mountains in the past. You tell him all those things. And then you tell him, I know that this mountain you can move as well. And he'll speak to you. He'll say, I am the God of all mountains. Is there any mountain too hard for me to move? That's right. He'll tell you too. Praise God. And then he'll tell you, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. And he'll say, and if you have some battles that you cannot, win naturally, and if you have things that are, come against you and so forth like that, and you say, my goodness, those that are against me are too strong for me, my enemy is too strong for me, or whatever, you do what Jehoshaphat did. Amen? You find and put your praise on. You get your praise and put that ahead of anything else that you want. Because the Bible says he appointed the praisers and the singers and put them ahead of the battle. And when he began to do that and so forth like that, oh my. Of course, the Lord told him, look, I'm going to do this for you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when you believe the Lord and you quote his word, he will reveal himself even more to you along the same lines. I want to read something to you as I begin to close this out. And there's something else I'm going to say. I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 9. And we'll be talking about the great, the mighty God, and the Lord of hosts. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes on how Isaiah puts this all together. Because from Genesis to Revelation, it's about one person. And the Lord describes it here through the Spirit of God in Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. the government shall be upon his shoulder. Oh yeah, his shoulder is wide enough too, and he'll take care of business. Amen. And what is his name, and what shall his name be called? Praise God. His name shall be called Wonderful. You know, people use that word wonderful for so many things. You know, I use it all the time. I say, you know, there's wonderful people and so forth like that. You know, but his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God. Oh my, the Everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Praise God. All wrapped up in that one little child. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And if you believe that, my goodness, then all things are possible to you that believe. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And God has hosts. God has greatness that is cannot be found out by searching. I don't care science or whatever it is, you'll never be able to find out God by searching. You have to believe him first. Amen. Amen, somebody. You're going to have to, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. You can't prove that he is. You first believe it. Amen. You're not going to prove it on a microscope. You know, you are going to have to first believe that he is. And then he will reveal himself to you. Praise God. But if you don't believe that he is, well, Jesus said, well, you cannot believe because you are not of God. He said, because if you are of God, you will hear God's word. Praise God. But I thank God for every one of you that are in here today because you believe. Hallelujah. Just like Apostle John, he wrote, he said, you young men, I write these things unto you because you are strong. You have overcome the devil, and I write these things to you that have believed on his name, that you may believe even more. You've already believed, but I want you to believe even more. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, some of you already know, you have experienced the power of God in your life, his saving grace, and you have experienced his healing, his deliverance, his provision, and the mercy of God, and the favor of God in many areas. But I want to tell you today to believe even more. Because no matter what you know about God, you don't know anything yet. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord, he is so great that he is past finding out. Hallelujah. And Isaiah said, you know, in Isaiah 40, he begins to talk about it this way. He said, hast thou not known, and hast thou not heard, that the Lord, the great God, the mighty God, he is the creator of the ends of the earth, that he is neither, you know, weary, nor faints at any time. In fact, he never sleeps, nor slumbers. He's watching over you. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. The name of Jesus, highly exalted. And I just want us to praise his name this morning. I want us to exalt his name together this morning. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, the psalmist said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, let us worship the Lord and exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. In fact, he said, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He said, let us make his praise glorious. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And he said, look, when you make the praises of God to be glorious, you know, when you have the high praises of God in your mouth, that's when he will give you a sharp two-edged sword in your hand to smite through the camp of the enemies. But first, you must have the high praises of God in your mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the book of Psalm 149, he says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel, or I must say the people of God, or GMI, rejoice, hallelujah, in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king, and let them praise his name in the dance. Amen, somebody. That's right, you say in the dance, well, sure. See, let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel. That's a tambourine. There are some tambourines in the house this morning. Come on, let me hear those tambourines. Do I have some tambourines in the house? I want the praise team up here right now, if you would please. I want to hear some drums. I want to hear some keyboards. I want to hear some shaking in this place. He said, let the saints praise him with the timbrel and the harp. He said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud, even when they are upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And then a sharp two-edged sword in their hand to execute the vengeance that is written upon the heathen. Everywhere you go, you smite through the forces of darkness. But first, the high praises of God in your mouth. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, highly exalted. I want everybody to join with the praise team as we sing this song. His name is highly exalted. The name of Jesus, he is the great, he is the mighty God, and he is the Lord of hosts. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The name of Jesus, highly exalted. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you want healing, if you want the Lord to do anything for you, under this praise anointing right now, you just step forward and let's see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. You need healing in your body. You need a miracle. You need something right now. Remember, the name of Jesus, highly lifted up. Above every name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is above every name. His name is above every name. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask the Lord, and I want the praise team to sing that softly. Just keep singing softly. The name of Jesus, highly lifted up. And I am going to lift up the name of the Lord over all of you. And the Lord is going to answer your prayer today. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are the great God. You are the great, the mighty God. And the Lord of hosts. You are the eternal God. You are the great healer. You are the deliverer. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, our provider. And we see your people standing before you here this morning, Lord. And we know and recognize you as the Almighty God. Now, according to the need of everyone that is here, Lord. And I remind the Lord today that when we dedicated this building, we said, at such a time, O Lord, that your people shall be afflicted, shall have any kind of trouble, and shall come into the house of the Lord, this place that you have chosen to put your name there. Let it be at such a time, Lord. If thy people have sinned, if whatever the reason and they are afflicted, when we shall come in the place and the house of God, we shall confess our sins, and we shall cry unto the name of the Lord, let it be that the Lord will hear from heaven. And Lord, this morning we pray, the merciful God, the great and merciful God, gracious and merciful, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and mercy, and keeping mercy for thousands. Keep mercy, Lord, for these thy people here this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Forgive, O Lord, the iniquity of their trespass this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And heal every sickness. Heal every disease. Work a miracle. Lift, O Lord, the burdens and move the mountains in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you are the great God, the great mountain mover. Move the mountains, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heal the sick in Jesus' mighty name. And work a miracle in their bodies, in their minds, and in their spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Let your peace go with them, Lord. Hallelujah. In quietness and in peace, shall the Lord bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness shall be tranquility in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
Be gracious unto you according to all of his abundant goodness and mercy. I want to pray Steve to sing that song, the name of Jesus, highly lifted up. Just sing it while they are standing. It is the name of Jesus that can do any of these things. Lord, we lift up your name. Because first the Father already lifted up that name. Above every name. And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, because your name is a banner over your people this morning. And every request that they had in their hearts, Lord, their hearts are open before you, Lord. In fact, every creature is naked before you. And we thank you, Lord, for the mercy of God that is over your people this morning in answering their prayers. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to let you know the Lord, he took care of it, whatever it was that you were believing God for. It is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands as we close the service. I want to invite you to be a part of our consecration weekend coming this, starting this Friday. No Wednesday night service, but we'll have a service on Friday night. I want to invite everybody to come to that service. Everybody. Singers, musicians, and all. Be in this service on Friday. We're going to have a great time. And next Sunday, God willing, we will have a service. We're going to have a special anointing service at the end of that consecration. And let's see what the Lord's going to do for us. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Lift up your hands and let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Now surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week, everybody.